メッセージは、嵐の中元気を出しなさい。 In the storm keep up your courage と題しまして、ジョエル・オズボン兄弟お願いいたします。よろしくお願いします。
おはようございます。
おはようございます。
先週の水曜日、その文化の日に、水戸教会から何人が一緒に連れて、で茨城キリスト教大学の学園祭に行って、でそれはものすごく楽しくて、あの 学生さんたちは頑張っていろいろなものを用意して売ったり、で声をかけたり、でそれはとてもあの賑やかな楽しい時間でした。でその学生さんが水戸教会からこんなにいっぱい人が来てくれてものすごく嬉しいよと何人が言って、それから午後に活大駅の近くにストーミーマンデーで、あの豊さんが用意して、あの、まあ、その予定を立てたライブハウスコンサートもものすごく楽しかったよ。もうにぎやかで、もうにぎやかにぎやか、みんなは楽しんで、バネッサは頑張って歌ったりとか、あの豊さんはそのギターを弾いたりとか、すごいあの楽しい時間でした。でその2つのことだけを考えると、やっぱりあのその共同体、そのグループが大事だなとまたもう一回思い出した。私たちが共同体のために作られたなと思います。家族のために、または教会のために、一人だけではなく、そのグループで神様は私たちを作られたなと思います。 So this last week on Culture Day, on Wednesday when it was a holiday, several people from Mito Church went to the Culture Festival at Ibaraki Christian University, and it was a lot of fun. The students did a lot of work to put it together, and please buy our popcorn, please buy our... It was like very lively, and we laughed. We got to see the karate club do their show, and that was impressive. But the one thing that sticks with me is how many of the students were moved, were impressed by the number of people from Mito Church who went to cheer them on, to support them, to go see them while they were doing that. And then in the afternoon, Yutaka-san planned the live house concert near Katsuta Station, and that was definitely alive. And we had a lot of fun with his guitar, and Vanessa was singing, and everybody was going crazy and having a lot of fun and laughing and singing together. But all of those experiences reminded me the importance of community and the fact that God creates us for community. He doesn't create us to be alone. We're created naturally to be a part of families. We're created to naturally be a part of spiritual family, the church. And so I remembered again the importance of the family, the community, and us being a part of that. 今朝のメッセージは、その嵐の中元気を出しなさいという題で、で特にその嵐、私たちの人生が嵐の中にある時には、その共同体が必要なことをもっと深く気づくと思います。 So when we are having problems, when we're facing challenges in our life, I think that's one of the ways that we feel that we recognize the need even more deeply, that we need the community, that we need to be a part of the group. しばらくあの使徒行伝の話からちょっと離れてから、もう一回その21章から26章を繰り返して思い出したいと思います。パウロが捕まえて、でまずその大祭司たちとあの 裁判して、それからフェリックスそのローマ帝国が選んだフェリックスと話して、それからフェスタスとその王様アグリッパと裁判したわけで、それからパウロがそのローマ帝国王様をに会いたいと思ってて、でそれでそのローマの旅が始まりました。これは神様の計画で、神様はパウロをローマに行かせて、でそこでその宣教が広がるために、すごい大変な時期で大変な方法で送りましたが、これもその大変なことがあっても神様が自分の目指していることをパウロを通してやりました。 So first I want us to remember from chapter 21 through 26 that Paul was taken, he was in prison because of what he was doing. But this was a part of God's plan, I believe. First he had to go to the Sanhedrin and he had to talk with them. And then he goes to Festus. And then he goes to, he goes to Felix. And then he goes to Festus and King Agrippa. And he has to defend himself. And in the end, he says, I want to go to Rome. I want to see the Caesar. I appeal to Caesar. And so this is how he begins his journey. That's what all of 21 through 26 is about. It was a difficult thing. If we look at it from a human perspective, it was a difficult time in Paul's life. But God was accomplishing his purposes. God was accomplishing what he wanted to happen through, even though it was difficult, he was able to accomplish what he wanted to do. 今年度、4月からこの使徒言行録、使徒の働きについて毎週毎週そのいろいろ勉強していて、で来週はそれは無事に終わります。今朝はその27章あと28章の前半に集中して、その27章と28章にこの3つの人たちがそのメインのその話に入っている。でもちろん一つ目はパウロ、使徒パウロがそのメイン、もう一つはルカはギリシャ人のお医者さんで、たまにパウロと一緒に回っていて、その27章の2節から私たちが、その私たちはパウロとルカのこと、たまにルカはこの使徒の働き、使徒行伝を書いたんですけど、たまにそれはパウロと他の人でも、たまに私たちと書いてあります。でその私たちが書いている時はルカが一緒に回っていたわけです。でもう一人はエリスタケスというで、この3人がその27章28章同じ旅でローマまで行きました。 So back in April we began studying the book of Acts, and next week is the last, it's the end, we're almost there. Today we're looking at chapter 27 and the first half of chapter 28. But over these last 6 or 7 months, we've been looking at different things that God wants to show us about His work, about His action through the Holy Spirit, and how that applies to us. But in this 27 and 28, there are 3 main characters. The first one is Paul, and the Apostle Paul. Then the second one is Luke, which, as you know, he was a Greek doctor. And Luke is the one who's writing the book of Acts. Sometimes he writes it in third person, Paul and other people. And then sometimes he says we. So chapter 27, even starting at verse 1, verse 2, it says it was decided that we would sail, or that we boarded the ship. So anytime it's we, Luke is actually with Paul at that time. Those are the times that they're traveling together. And then Aristarchus is the third person that Paul lists traveling together with them at that time. 実際にこの地図を見るとその旅はどこからどこまで行ったか、この27章から28章で、まずこのエルサレムからまずシドンまで行って、でそれからミラで、ミラからヨイニナトという場所にまた一回行って、でそれからその嵐に入って、でその嵐の、その嵐があったからしょうがなくて、みんながマルタという島にまず行かなきゃいけなかった。で一番最後にローマ、その一番上の左側にそのローマがあります。かなり遠いところですね、このエルサレムからローマ。 If you look at this map, you can see what the actual travel was. They started in Jerusalem and they made a stopover in Sidon, and then from there they went on to Myra, and they docked there, and thenthey spent a little bit of time at Fair Havens, which is on the island of Crete. And then after that is when they ran into the big storm. They were afraid to winter at Crete. And so they ran into the storm. And because of that, they were pushed all the way over to Malta. So they were kind of went off course. But in the end, they ended up making their way up to Rome. But if you look at this map, you can see even though it's a chapter and a half, they actually had to travel quite far in that short amount of time.この27章に一番中心の話はその嵐の話で、そこでその人たちがもう死にそうぐらいまで大変な嵐に入っていて、でこれはルカにとってすごく大事な思い出と思います。なぜかというと、この27章をずっと読むと細かいところまでみんなの気持ち、何を話したか、何を感じたか、いろんな細かいところはルカがそれを書いてたから、この嵐は彼らの人生にすごく大事なところだなと思います。とI think if you read chapter 27 and 28, you can see that this is the most significant part, is the storm that Paul goes through and his companions. Because if you look at chapter 27, if you read it more carefully on your own, you'll see that Luke gives a lot of details. He talks a lot about what people were feeling, what they were thinking, what happened.A lot of other things he just kind of breezes over large periods of time, but he actually devotes a lot of time to this story of what happened in the storm. So in Luke's mind, this is a significant thing. This is something significant that happened with them in their relationship with God. 実は私もそのアドリア海で船に乗って見乗ったことあります。イタリアのバリ、インドネシアのバリじゃなくて、そのイタリアのバリからアルバニアのジュレスという町に船で夜にずっと行って、夜11時頃に出て、で朝5時、4時5時ぐらいに着く。だからこの話を読むと僕の経験 も思い出す。そのバリからジュレスに行った船、あと書いた時もその船で、僕実は僕がその書いた時に嵐の中に入ってた。でそれは冬1月で、 そこであのベッドがあって、で船は本当にねこういう風になったよ。だからこうなったら僕の頭があの壁にぶつけて、でそれからこっちに行って、でそれから足、あの僕の体は全部こっちに来て、で足がぶつかった。でもうずっとあの6時間ずっとああいう状態に行って、でその次の日にイタリアにもう着いたら、もうあの着いても体はもうこの感じ、一日中はずっと具合悪くて、あのすごく大変な状況だった。だからパウロはその嵐に入ってものすごく大変だなと思います。So, これはそのアドリア海のようなあの嵐、これはこの写真で見てる。So, I said, I actually can really relate with this story because I have gone on a boat from Bari in Italy and gone all the way to Durres in Albania overnight. You leave the dock at about 11 at night and you get there around 4 or 5 in the morning. I can't remember exactly the time, but I went there and back, and it was in the winter time. You know, this they're trying to race the winter, and I went in January. Of course, a lot more is advanced now than it was in Paul's time. But we hit a storm on the way back to Italy, and the boat was definitely like rocking. I was laying in bed in my cabin, and anytime it would rock this way, my whole body would shift and my head would hit the wall. And then we'd go back this way and my whole body would shift and my feet would hit the wall. And it was back and forth for almost 6 full hours. So when we arrived in Italy, even though I was on solid ground, my body still felt like it was rocking for the entire day, and I felt so sick. So I can sympathize with Paul and his companions in this storm. And this picture shows you what a storm on the Adriatic Sea, one storm looks like. A real storm there. 大変でしたよ。この27章、28章を読むと、24節をご覧になると、神様がパウロに、恐れてはいけませんと言ってから、その25節が今日の一番伝えたいメッセージがあります。その24節と25節、15節はこう書いてあります。ですから皆さん元気を出しなさい。私は神を信じています。私に告げられたことはその通りになります。パウロがこれを言った時にまだ嵐に入ってない。嵐にすぐ入る前にこの希望的なメッセージをみんなに伝えたわけ。元気を出しなさい。私は神を信じています。その通りになります。この3つのポイントが大事です。まず嵐に入っても恐れてはいけません。私たちの感じ、私たちの気持ちがしょうがなくてあると思う。でも神様によるその元気が出せる可能性はあります。なぜかというと、その次の私は神を信じていますということです。私たちの感じが何かあってもその信仰による、信じることによる変える可能性はある。で神様が言ってることは絶対に そうなる、その通りになる、それを信じている、神様に信じて神様が言っていることを信じる。でそれは今朝 の、 あの一番伝えたい、一番覚えていきたいメッセージです。So if you look at 27 and 28, the one message, if you walk away today, the one thing that I want you to remember is this key from 24 and 25. It says, Paul, do not worry. Do not be afraid. So Paul and his companions obviously were afraid at that time. Paul recounts to them that he says, that God says to Paul, do not be afraid. And then comes this verse. So keep up your courage, men. For I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. And I think these three things are really key. I think they're very important for us to remember in our lives as we begin to go through storms. First of all, keep up your courage. Paul himself, the great apostle Paul, was afraid. We cannot necessarily control our emotions. Our emotions, we have, we react. Our emotions are sometimes reactionary. And we can't control that. But look at the next thing. I have faith in God. So I can have courage when I have faith in God. I can't control my emotion, but I can change my emotion based upon my faith in God. And why? Because it will happen just as he told me. If I believe in God and if I believe in the things that he says, I can find strength even in the midst of the storm. この27章を読むと、その残ってる、これは面白いな、その残ってる質問は、その100人主張について。彼の信仰がこの嵐によって信仰が始まったか、または神様を本当に実際に信じたか、それかただ怖かったからパウロのことをしたかったか、どっちか。その100、この方がの言ったこととやったことによる、なんか信じてるかどうかわからないけど、パウロの神様に信じたいかなと思います。でそれを皆さんの意見を後でちょっと聞きたいと思います。 So the one question, one of the questions that I'm left with is about the centurion in this chapterDoes he begin to have faith, or is it that he wanted to believe in the God that Paul believed, or was he just afraid and so he just obeyed whatever Paul said? If you read chapter 27, by the things that he says and by the things that he does, I wonder if he was beginning to have faith. I wonder if he was beginning to develop a belief in God. So I'd be interested in hearing your reflections, what you think about him and whether or not he was beginning to have faith. But I think he's another interesting character that we begin to see in the story. その嵐の中でも良い技を行う。このパウロが体験した嵐の中でも、私たちの人生にある嵐にも良い技は行います。それは私たちの見方でそれを気づくか気づかないかということです。この話、この27章から27章の3節、ユリアスの親切さ、パウロが自由にシドンで友達に会って、その友達がパウロの世話をしてくれた。本当はパウロは捕まれたけど、ユリアスは親切な方でその自由さを与えた。 また24節25節は神様のこと、神様がパウロを通してその人たちにその希望のメッセージを伝えた。必ず私はあなたを守ります。その嵐に絶対に入るけど、私はその嵐の中あなたを守りますというメッセージを伝えた。42節から44節、その命令、本当はその捕まった人たちを全部殺そうとしたんだけど、一回その命令でパウロもその捕まった人たちみんなは守られた。神様を信じてない人を通しても働けると信じています。28章の2節7節10節、マルタ島の人たち、またはフブリアスという人がその優しさ、そのもてなし、パウロとその人たちの世話をしてくれた。で、28章の11節から16節、その兄弟姉妹がローマで会って、でそれからパウロは自分の家で住んでた。牢に入らなくて自分の家で住んでた。だから私たちがこの嵐の話を読むと大変ですね。ものすごく大変。なぜ神様がその嵐に入れたわけですか という疑問はあると同時に、その嵐の中で神様はいろんなことを、いろんな人を通していろんな良い技を行ったことも見える。Even in the storms, there can be blessings. There are blessings. Because God is a good God. Whether that's this story in Acts 27, or whether it's the story of our lives and the storms that we are facing, we can experience God's blessing because God is good. And it depends on how we look and how we approach the storms that we go through. Let's look at the story, let's look at Paul's story. In Acts 27 verse 3, Julius shows kindness to Paul and allows him to have freedom to meet his friends in Sidon and to let the people in Sidon take care of Paul. In verses 24 through 25, God, through Paul, shares the message to the people that he is going to protect them, that every single life will be spared. There's no doubt they are going to go through the storm. They have to go through the storm. But God will protect them through the storm. And that comes to being in Acts 27, 42 through 44, by the order. When the centurion, the soldiers were preparing to kill the people, but the centurion stopped them and protected Paul and protected the people. And God's word, just even in that, his promise was kept. But we read a little bit later and see that they actually made it to the island of Malta. Every single person made it. And there they experienced incredible kindness. Luke even mentions that it was unusual, the kindness that they received from the people of Malta, and then from Publius later. That they were hospitable to them and they took care of them for 3 days. Finally, in chapter 28, 11 through 16, we read that the Christians in Rome came to meet Paul and his companions. And they were there to greet them and take care of them. And Paul was granted the freedom to live in his own house. Instead of being put into prison, they just had a guard over him, but he could live in his own house. So we can read chapter 27 and 28, and we can say, man, Paul's life really stunk. I mean, he had to go through that storm, and it was really hard. And why did God make him go through that storm? Or we can look at it and say, God took them through the storm, and this is the way that he showed his faithfulness. And he was able to bless Paul and bless the other people, that he accomplished many other things in the midst of that storm. で、今年私たちのテーマはその深く交わり、豊かに実る。まあ、それはいろんな意味があると思うんだけど、特に私がこの嵐について考えると、その嵐による私たちが神様ともっと深く交わるチャンスはあると思います。で、その信仰が豊かに実るチャンスも与えてくれます。だから私たちの人生の中にその嵐が必要。私たちはその嵐を普段に恐れていますが、その嵐による神様が私たちの人生に働いていると信じています。だからその嵐の中でどういう反応するかは大事だと思います。またはその嵐の中、神様に感謝することができるかどうか、またそれさっきのことを思い出して、嵐の中でも神様は良い技を行われる、大な力の神様は何でもできる。だから私たちをその嵐の中に、その信仰の嵐、人生の嵐に連れて行っても、私たちの反応、私たちがそのことがあっても神様に感謝するかどうかという疑問です。This year, our theme is growing deeper and going beyond. And we can go in a lot of different directions with that. But I want to focus specifically on the story of the storm and Paul and his companions going through the storm. When we go through storms, we have the opportunity to grow deeper with God. And when we go through the storm, God allows us to go beyond where we have been in our faith, to take us beyond, to take us further through the storm, because of the storm. So as I read this story and reflect on our lives and on faith, I believe that storms are necessary. We have to have storms, that God accomplishes things in our lives through the storms. And so the key then is, in the storm, what is our response? And can we be thankful to God even when we're within the storm? Go back to what I just said about even in the storm, God gives his blessings. God is good. We know that God is good. We know that God does what he says he's going to do. So when we are struggling in our faith, when we're struggling with something in our lives, do we look at that as an opportunity to go deeper with God and to allow him to help us to go beyond in our faith? We fail, other people around us fail, but God will not fail. Amen. 今朝は最後にこの3つの質問を今週中考えたいと思います。まず、今はどのように私や身近な人は嵐の中にいますか？今はどのように私や身近な人は嵐の中にいますか？その嵐はどのように神様と または教会ともっと深く交わるその親しい関係、チャンスとなれますか。その嵐の中にどういうふうに神様、または神様の人たち、神様の子供たちともっと親しい関係を持つチャンスがあるのか。で3番目、使徒言行録27章27節で、神様はパオロのメッセージを通して嵐の中の私たちにどんな励ましと希望を与えられますか。そのメッセージは、ですから皆さん元気を出しなさい、私は神を信じています、 私につけられたことはその通りになります。このメッセージはどういうふうにその嵐の中に励ましと希望を与えられますか。As you know, I always like to leave you with some kind of question or some kind of challenge for your week. So it's not just what happens here for 30 minutes, but what are you going to take when you leave today? And so these are the three questions that I would like to ask you to reflect on this week. In what way am I or someone close to me in the midst of a storm? How am I or how is someone close to me in the midst of a storm in life?Secondly, how can God use the storm as an opportunity to grow deeper in relationship with Him and with the church? How can we grow deeper with God, with God's people? How can that be an opportunity for us or for that other person to be able to draw closer? At the very beginning, I talked about the power of community and how God uses the community. So think about that. How can God work in the midst of the storm?And then thirdly, how can God use Paul's message in Acts 27:25 to give us encouragement and hope in the midst of our storms? That message is, so keep up your courage, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as He told me. How can those words give encouragement and hope when you or when that other person is in the storm?今日は最後にこの詩編27編の5節を読んで終わりたいと思います。 できるだけ皆さんは毎日この御言葉をまず読ん でここに書いてある御言葉を通してその祈りを始めたいと思います。詩編27編の5節、それは主が悩みの日に私を隠れ場に隠し、その幕屋の密かなところに私をかくまい、岩の上に私をあげてくださるからだ。
I want to encourage you, to take this verse from Psalm 27:5 and each dayBegin your prayer by reading these words out loud and use the words from this verse, to be a part of what you pray and how you pray. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide in me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. お願いします。
父様、今朝私たちがここで集まって神様に賛美する、神様を礼拝するチャンスを与えてくださってありがとうございます。ここに集まっている人たちの中で悩みを持って嵐の中にある人もいると思います。この深い悩み、深い寂しさの中で こでも神様が働いて、神様の希望を見つけて、神様の愛を感じて、神様が守って、岩の上に乗ること、神様の愛という幕屋に入ってあることを、ことが体験することができますように祈っています。神様、私たちがあなた様との関係がもっと深くなり、兄弟姉妹との交わりも深くなり、私たちの信仰が豊かに実ることを目指して頼んで祈っています。 I thank you for giving us the blessing to be able to be here, to be together. Praise you, to speak with you, to be with you, to be with each other. And God, I know that there are people here today who are in the midst of a day of trouble, or who are in a storm in their life. But I pray that in the midst of that deep sadness or loneliness or frustration or sense of lostness and not knowing what to do, that you will reach in and that you will heal, and that this will be an opportunity for you to show your faithfulness and your character and your goodness and who you are. God, I pray that that each of us would be covered in the tabernacle of your love, that we would sense your protection as you place us high on that rock, away from the storm. God, as we ask you, as we seek you, as we pray to you, asking to grow deeper and go beyond, I pray that you would help us to grow deeper in our relationship with you, that you would help us to grow deeper in our relationship with each other, and that you would help us to go beyond, to produce a harvest of faith and joy, even in the midst of the storm. Thank you for giving us your words of hope. I pray this in the name of Jesus. この祈りをイエスの御名を通して捧げます。アーメン。
アーメン。